opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Don. How are you doing?
This is Don Shulman.
And this is Judy Maxwell.
We made the big time. Do I have to be good?
I know. Yes, you do. You better.
Because for those of us who don't know whom we are, we are on Sundays from 10 to 12 noon with the Don and Judy Show.
Absolutely. Yes, and we're sitting in here today for Carl and Linda, and Carl was off celebrating his birthday with his bride. So
isn't that cool? You know, cool? I noticed something about the morning show. Somebody brings their bugle every morning. Do you hear that?
I know. I thought I had to stand at attention here, but I tell you what. I mean, you talking about early. Oh, my gosh. You know, really? It was so early. I mean, no one was at Starbucks. And, you know, and then
You're kidding.
No, and then she goes and she mentions the M word, and it's Monday.
Monday. We got Honey Guyon on who's going to talk about divorce. And
what a great subject for Monday.
What's interesting is, and we'll get into this in a little bit, but I want to ask Bob Belongia a question. Bob, you know,
yes, you're
the boomer tech
guy. Morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
They landed this very sophisticated kind of blind thing on Mars.
We talked about that, yes. The Opportunity rover, roughly the size of a smart car, about 2,000 pounds, landing, you know, launch 9 months, just absolutely white knuckle because of the time differential between Earth and Mars. They cannot control it in real time. So they tell it what to do. And then just cross their fingers and hope it does it. And it did it perfectly. And we're going to be seeing some fantastic 3D pictures from another planet and a historic first, the first tweet from another planet.
You know what amazes me?
Cool.
You know what amazes me? I can't still sometimes program my remote. And they're doing this thing from Mars.
Well, at least this time they got the feet versus meters thing down, which, of course, was a space probe a few years ago. It was multi-agency, and you had some Europeans and some Americans working on it, and they mixed up the feet and meters, and the thing did a face plant on the surface. So that was not good.
That's great.
Oh, that's totally cool. Totally cool.
Anyway, good morning and welcome to be our guest host. And carry on for a minute. We have Wells Fargo standing by with the Market Minute.
All right.
Good. I like the Wells Fargo Market Minute.
I do, too. I know. It'd be interesting to know. We're going to hang
on. Oil's up and down. And is it based on the dollar or is it based on?
I don't know. But let's go ahead and get Josh off the hook here. Josh Wiley is our Wells Fargo advisor, and he's going to bring us the Market Minute. Josh, good morning. And what's happening as we get into a new week on the street?
Well, good morning. Markets have opened to the upside this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 79 points at 13,176, while the NASDAQ is up 24 at 2,992, and the S&P 500 is up 8 at 1,399. Oil's down 28 cents at $91.12 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.63%. Gold's up 90 cents this morning at 1,610, while silver's down 13 cents at $27.66 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Citigroup's up 51 cents at $27.91, Intel's up a dime at $26.33, while Best Buy is up $3.30 at $20.93. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Sounds like we're going to be able to hang on to our britches.
Yeah, the stock market's up, and so are we.
Yes, absolutely.
I think it's time to take a break. You're listening to Don Shulman
and
for
Judy
Carl Bott and Judy for Linda.
We'll be right back.
For the black bear. Bear Diner. Here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought that piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? Ah, it's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved ones so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employed professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And it's 7:12. Checking the weather here on Free Fire Radio. We've got plentiful sunshine today, a high of 101 degrees. Clear skies tonight, a low of 69. Hot tomorrow and a high of 104. Currently in Redding, 66 degrees. And the weather report, as always, brought to you by our good friends out at Anselmo Vineyards. On the way out to Shingletown, take the Inwood Drive exit. It's a great place for just about any occasion. Now back to our guest host, Don Schulman and Judy Maxwell.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about divorce. And I'll tell you something. In my house, in my household, when I say jump, my wife tells me how high.
That's exactly right.
You've been there.
You always get the last word. Yes, dear.
Yes, dear. I went to yes, dear school, except I failed twice, so she kept sending me back.
Well, I don't blame her. I don't blame her.
So,
are you up for another session?
Yeah, because you've been influencing my wife.
You teach her how.
I know. That's my job. That's my job.
What is it? Women are from Venus and I'm from Mars?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I have another planet in mind, but I won't say it.
Thank you. Thank you. Was that Pluto?
I'm with you, Bob.
I think we're going to get to our guest host. Stop slapping the Don around.
That's right. Well, it's a good Monday morning, and I hope you guys got your coffee, because we're just here to have a good time, and we've got, honey, we're going to talk about divorce, though. Which
and we're going to make it as painless as possible.
That's exactly
oh,
right.
Oh, no. I think one of the things I like to cover is that many people are, you know, I do marriage ceremonies, and sometimes I do the same couple 2, 3, 4, and 5 times.
Ooh.
Yes,
I did 4 divorces for one woman.
Now, I will tell you, in Texas, there is a limit. You can only get married 7 times.
That's why people don't move to Texas.
That's why one of my exes lives in Texas.
One of the problems people have is that, and I've noticed this happens more than people realize, they go to get their certified copy. The judge signs the paper, they sign the paper, they go for their second marriage, they go for their certified copy and find, whoops-a-rooney, we're not divorced. Tell us about that.
Well, the thing is that the judge doesn't sign it. That's the problem. California has the most wonderful system for divorce of any state in the union. It's all done on paper. If you do it correctly and you work everything out and you make out your forms, you'd never have to go into a courtroom. But there is a very complicated second half that has to be completed after 30 days. A lot of people think, I've gone in, I've filed for divorce, he's been served, I'll count 6 months, and yay, I'm divorced, and they go out and get married, and they're still married to number one.
How do you correct that if you find that?
You have to annul number two, divorce number one. If there are children involved, you have to do paternity, otherwise dad is responsible for any subsequent children. In other words, if wife number one remarried, dad is still responsible for those children.
Let me ask you this question. If you come home and say, honey, I'm home, and she says, who cares? Does that mean there might be a problem?
Probably, yes.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh. And if she goes, oh, no, it's even worse.
Yeah. Oh.
Welcome home, Bill, but I'm Don. That's another problem you need to look out for?
The thing to remember, I'm trying to think of a way to put this in a non-confrontational way. The thing to remember is, there are two types of property. The property you came into the marriage with and want to go out of the marriage with, and the property you have that's joined together. So anything you earn during the marriage is community property. And if you've earned a pension and you think, oh, good, she's going to be gone, I'm going to have my pension, she already owns half.
You know,
or he.
Attorneys do a great job in helping you guide through this, but it comes to a point where, you know, if, God forbid, I would get a divorce, I don't want everything public in court. And I know I can agree on certain things, and if I hire an attorney who's real forward and real, a guerrilla attorney, and then she hires a guerrilla attorney, it's nothing but money out the window.
Yeah, it's the only people that win are the guerrilla attorneys.
Right.
Don't you offer mediation service?
We do. We have mediation service, and the mediator will sit down with you and talk things out. We also have three attorneys that we work with, because you come to some problems. I am a paralegal. I cannot give you legal advice or my opinion as it applies to the law, but I have three attorneys that we can call on FaceTime, and you can see them and speak to them and get legal advice from them.
Going back to the pensions and community property, so if a guy worked, or a person, and they worked for 10 years, mm-hmm. And paid into the pension, and then got married in year 11, and so then they were married to this person for another 10 years, is it then half separate property and then the other half?
Correct.
Community property?
That's a very difficult concept. I went to law school. I'm a graduate mm-hmm. of Monterey College of Law, and I took almost a year and a half of property law. And that's something that's difficult for people to understand, and you got it right away, is that it becomes community property the day you're married. However, if you leave each other and separate and don't file for divorce or legal separation, that accrual continues to go on.
Well, so what about how do they figure out the growth in that pension?
There's
a formula or something?
A procedure called a QUADRO, Q-D-R-O, Qualified Domestic Relations Order. And in that, they look at the pension for every day that it existed, and they list its growth for each day. It's a very complicated mm-hmm. thing to do.
I better stop on the way home and get some flowers to make sure I keep my wife.
That's
a good point, because, you know, it's about relationships, and you have to work at a marriage every day.
You do. It's not 50-50. It's 90-90. 100-100.
But it's important, because that it's the little things that can help, you know.
And the communications. You need to communicate.
Absolutely. Communication is everything.
See, my dad was a second story man, if my mother didn't believe the first story. He told
her
a second.
Yeah,
he gave her a second story. You know, he's going to play the drums there, our engineer.
I'm with you over there, Bob.
Yes, so.
Pull out the violin.
You know, I think after that, it's time that we need to take a break. This is Don Shulman.
And Judy Maxwell.
And Honey.
We'll be back right after the break. You're listening to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more. Where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot. And in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
Hello, this is Mark with SuperClean. Did you know that this year's June Consumer Report magazine claims that cleaning and checking your gutters for leaks is the most important thing that you can do to reduce mold growth inside your home? We're the local experts for cleaning dangerous mold and fungus from your roof and gutters, bringing your roof back to a safe, super clean look. Visit us at supercleanroof.com or call us at 339-5882. That's 339-5882 for a free estimate and get super clean.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried meats, cheeses, fruits, vegetables, and non-hybrid seed packs so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But what kind of crisis should you plan for? Civil unrest? Earthquake? Monetary crisis? Flood? Fire? Isn't Mount Lassen due? Here at the Patriot, we carry the Extreme Emergency Kit. It is a large plastic pail that contains water filtration system, stove, hand crank flashlight and radio, four blankets, two tube tents, first aid kits, food for two people for 2 weeks, and a various assortment of useful things that you may need when you need them, all for over $100 less than most internet sites. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Lincoln, Nissan, and Ram dealership. Serving Reading and surrounding areas at Crown Motors, they carry used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Great pride in the vehicles they sell, and they strive to succeed with great customer experience and satisfaction. Give them a call there at Crown Motors at 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading, 223-2117, and they're sponsoring this portion of Free Fire Radio. Now back to our guest host, Don Shulman and Judy Maxwell.
You know, honey, I was going to be an attorney. The only problem is my first case would have been my father suing me to get his loan back. So I had to drop that.
And he would have won. He would have won, absolutely.
He would have won hands down.
Right.
Here we go, Monday morning, happy divorce, but aren't you having a divorce special?
I am. I know it sounds strange to have a sale on something like divorce.
Oh, gimme.
But the economy, let's face it, the economy's terrible. And there are a lot of people out there who need to straighten out their lives. And separating their households is one step towards doing that. I always joke and say everyone should have at least one divorce. But that's for me. I need the money. But there are a lot of households.
I need the money, honey.
Yes, I need the money, honey. But there are a lot of households that are so dysfunctional, but they can't split because the cost is too high.
Yes.
In 1991, we charged $175 for a complete California divorce, and that's what we're charging during the month of August.
Wow.
How does someone get a hold of you?
They can call me at 530-941-5277. That's 530-941-5277. And my office is right upstairs from Kobe Restaurant.
Yeah, you're just right down the street here.
How'd you get the name Honey Honey?
Oh, it's a long story.
All right, we don't have that much time.
No, you don't.
Bring it down to 10 seconds.
My father's mother was Chinese, and her name was Hen Li. And they didn't, he wanted to name me for his mother, and my mother said, not going to be Hen Li. And a nurse brought me in and said, she's such a honey. What are you going to call her?
Oh,
I like that.
It's as close as we could get.
But now, you've been doing this for a long time. How many?
I've been doing it since 1982.
Wow.
And then I went to law school at Monterey College of Law in UC Santa Cruz. And I did graduate and get a degree. And I went to work for a Dr. Rosenthal, who was president of the American Bar Association. I lobbied for the legalization of paralegals all over the United States for 2.5 years.
Good for you.
And then when I came back, I decided not to take the bar.
You only do family law. You don't do criminal law.
I don't do any criminal law. I do family law and things that are related to family law, like wills and trusts.
And I should say, you do a lot of wills and trusts.
And you're licensed and bonded and have the Shasta County number, don't you?
I do. 048. Low-cost legal care is 048.
Well, I want to thank you for coming in this morning.
Well, and Honey is going to be on our show on Sunday with me, and she's going to be our co-host.
Yes.
So we're going to be talking a lot about trust and wills.
And we got Shirley Powell also.
We're going to be talking a lot about
healthcare. And when Shirley's here, we should talk about medical
directives.
Trust.
That's right. Yes. That's correct.
And one thing about our Sunday show, as long as we're here plugging it, that is we really don't get into politics. Occasionally we touch on it. We have fun. We inform. We try and straighten me out. All my syndromes come up. And
that's right. We have a lot of local business owners, and it's a great way for them to tell the community about their business
and what they do.
And
I like the legal end because they're, you know, attorneys do a great job, and you need attorneys. But there are many things you don't need to pay for. You can do them on your own.
Well, I think the key here with Honey is that she'll take you to a point and say, no, now this is the area that you need to go to an attorney. She'll actually really decipher that.
One of the most valuable things an attorney can know is when you call them, when a paralegal calls them, they can step in. And they need to know how far the client wants to go. And the most valuable thing that a paralegal can know is when they need an attorney.
And if you need to save money and get things done quickly and privately, 85% of mediation works, doesn't it?
It does. It works very well.
Well, you know, it's worth trying, you know.
Mediation sometimes gets it down to where you can do the divorce on paper and stay out of court.
And I know sometimes there's, you know, lots of stuff involved, and it doesn't work, but it's worth a try.
Well, we all have buttons. We all have mm-hmm. mental buttons. And when you've been married to someone and the marriage isn't going well, you know just how to push that button.
But, you know, the real consideration to me are the children. And if the two parents can get along, it is so much better and healthier for the children.
You don't damage the children.
That's right. And
they damage themselves later when they become teenagers.
But, I mean, the people that I have seen where the parents still get along, I mean, I've got couples where they go to eat the birthday parties together and all that. Boy, those kids are very well-rounded, good kids. And, you know, and it makes a huge difference.
Well-rounded. Are you looking at me? Are you looking at me when you said well-rounded?
Well,
we won't comment on that, will we?
No comment. No comment. I plead the fifth.
My parents used to send me to the store and then move. Is that something I should have known? They weren't going to get divorced. They were going to divorce me.
That was a pretty darn good hint.
It was. I didn't take it.
Darn.
Oh, well, you know, and here we are today.
Hey, it's not too late.
I knew somebody had to step into Rodney Dangerfield's shoes.
Did he wear shoes? I have my own shoes. But we
you got one off over here.
Oh yeah, I like to. I like to relax and be comfortable here. You know, we're the Carl and Linda Bott for today. Eat your heart out, Carl and Linda Bott. But they'll be back tomorrow, won't they?
They will. They will. And honey, thank you so much for coming. We just appreciate it.
Why don't you give out your number one more time?
530-941-5277. You can call me anytime because that's my cell phone, my office phone. That's my phone.
All right. Well, hey, thank you so much for coming, and we'll see you on Sunday.
You want to take us out, Judy?
All right, I will. You listen to KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Ready, home of Free Fire Media.
From the Fox Business Network, shares of Knight Capital are getting hit today after it struck a deal with investors to keep the trading firm afloat. The shareholders will buy $400 million of 2% convertible preferred stock, which will give them ownership of just over 70% of Knight, but the move will massively dilute the value of the shares. Best Buy shares jumping after company founder Richard Schultz made a bid to take the electronics retailer private. Schultz made an offer of $24 to $26 a share, which values Best Buy at about $8.5 billion. Schultz has a 20% stake in the company, making him the largest shareholder. And Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says gauges of the U.S. economy's strength may fail to measure the suffering of its individual citizens. Bernanke delivered that message this morning to the General Conference of the International Association for Research in Income and Wealth. He says while some measures have moved in the direction of recovery, it is clear that many individuals continue to struggle. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lauren Simonetti.
Jay with SafeLight Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle. So when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone. So when you schedule a replacement with SafeLight, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight or call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals, and an experienced staff will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that 45 million Americans suffer from chronic daily headaches and related pain? Many more suffer from back, knee, shoulder, and other joint pains. And if left untreated, they can often become much bigger problems, even life-threatening ones. The truth is there is a solution for a vast majority of pain sufferers, and it comes in the form of free information. I'm Dr. Todd Royce of Chiropractic First. You may have heard my radio show on this station, and I would like to offer you this solution totally risk-free. Just call 243-0889 and ask for a copy of my free exclusive report, The Top 5 Most Dangerous Trends Preventing Health and Happiness and What to Do About Them. The information in this report is based on over $8 million in research and has helped thousands in the North State lead healthier, pain-free lives. When you do, you'll have the opportunity to attend our free, no-obligation live seminar covering these topics that more than likely are affecting you and your family today. Call 243-0889, that's 243-0889, and remember, it's risk-free.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley do a great job of serving up some excellent coffee delights there at Espresso Joe's. Make sure you check them out. They also have the largest walk-in humidor in the North State. That's Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio.
And they've got great Macanudo cigars. I don't smoke that many, but when I do, I go there for a great Macanudo. They've got the one in the glass thing. It's just great. Somebody asked a question on the chat room, and the answer is yes. Your retirement and everything does accrue, but to get the accurate answer, and there's no charge for it. Honey's great. Call 941-5277, 941-5277, and she can enlighten you more about this. And again, Honey does a lot of stuff. There's no charge for it, and she'll answer your question. So give her a call.
Well, I think what he was talking about, too, is that, you know, if you're married before, I mean, if you're single and you have your pension accruing, there is a formula that they will use to, and then if you get married, then only the time that you were married does that pension become community property. The time that you weren't married, that's separate property there. And there is a formula that, and then if you got divorced, that they would use to
calculate.
It does
get tricky, so give
Honey
a call.
It gets very, very tricky, and yes, give her a call. But
guess we have sitting next to you, Michael Burke.
Good morning, both of you.
Good morning, Michael. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your show.
From the Justice Center.
From the Shasta Family Justice Center, absolutely. And your guest prior, Honey Guyon, is just amazing. She has seen over 700 clients for free at the Family Justice Center.
You mean I get my money back?
No.
Oh.
She helps those who have been victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and elder abuse, which me knowing you for as long as I have know you're free and clear of those, so you need to pay Honey what she's worth.
Oh,
yeah. You need to pay her double.
She's worth more than I could pay.
That helps her keep being able to come in and volunteer. She gives us about 6 hours a week at the center where she donates her time to help those in need.
Which is absolutely awesome.
The Justice Center, from when it began, and you were there.
I was there.
To now, tell us how you've grown and what's happening.
Well, the journey's been absolutely amazing. I started off in August of 2010, which is just about going on 2 years ago. And we had 6,000 square feet of nothing up in the atrium, which is above Leatherby's in the Mark Street Promenade.
You know, that's been describing me, 5'9" of nothing.
No, 6,000 square feet of nothing, which also is getting close to describing
yes.
you. And,
you know, not only do I get it at home from Judy every Sunday, but now I get it from our guests.
Now, hey, now, and you know, there's a relationship here that's pretty cool.
Yes.
These guys are cousins. And you're first cousins, right?
Yes.
Yes.
I
used to change your diaper, didn't I?
No, you never. No, you kind of gave me back to my mom, I think.
Oh,
now, what's the connection, moms or dads? Or?
Our grandmas were cousins.
Yes,
right.
They were.
Yeah,
yes,
Cilias.
They were.
There's about seven or eight
two Cilias.
Yeah, there's quite a few. There's actually more.
They said, "What should we name them, Cilia?" But we got a Cilia. What the heck? Name them Cilia anyway.
It was the whole George Foreman thing, but
yes.
It was Cilia.
So when somebody yelled Cilia, about 500 of them turned around.
Yes.
Oh no.
So we opened up with. We got the center rolling. I had about 3 weeks to get going and open the center. So Laurel Park, Angela McClure, and myself just started calling everybody we knew to get furnishings, phone systems, everything we could possibly come up with. So on September 1st of 2010, we opened up with $50,000 in the bank, 3 months free rent, and that's all we had. We had a lot of stuff donated to the center to get us up and running. And that next day, we saw our first client. In our first month, we saw 33 visits for service.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, and confidentiality, I can't mention names, and I won't, of course. I know several clients that you have just saved them, literally saved them. It's incredible. You gave them fresh starts. You allowed to get their children
level and stable, and mm-hmm. it's just a remarkable place to go when you're in trouble.
It is. It's turned into such a community asset. I was just talking to Laurel the other day about what would happen if we were to go away. We're not going to. We merged with the Shasta Women's Refuge on January of this year, which gave us the stability and the strength to make sure we'll be going on for a long time.
Two great organizations.
Yeah, we are stronger together, and it's really helped out. But to counter the 33 visits, we had our first month for service. Last month, we had 511 visits for service.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
So, yeah, you can tell we're really helping a lot.
What's tragic is that you have 500. What about all the visits you don't have? Shows you what's going on out there sometimes.
Well, only 25% of the people who are victims usually come forward. So if you figure that we had 500 visits for service, we probably could have had 2,000 if everybody would have come in.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. What if a man is victimized? You also help them.
Absolutely. Across the nation, about 10% of the victims that come into centers are men. And we see that either with the Shasta Women's Refuge, they help about 10% men. And we probably have 10 to 15% men come into the Family Justice Center. It's a safe place for everybody, not just women, not just men. We're a place for victims of family violence, so the victims are who we focus on.
Michael, a quick question. I heard the statistic that it takes an average of 7 incidents before a woman will actually seek help and do something about it. Does that jive with your information?
That's absolutely correct. And our goal here at the Family Justice Center is to empower women or men to get out the first time. If it's going to happen, we want them to come in to where we have co-located services, and we can talk about that after the break. But our goal is to get them out the first time or through prevention.
When we
never.
Come back, let's talk a little bit about Stockholm Syndrome. You're listening to Don Shulman, substituting for Carl Bott.
And Judy Maxwell.
Who are you substituting for?
Linda
Bott. She hits the spot.
She's going to start singing.
And sometimes I have blonde moments.
We'll be back right after the break. 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian roast. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookie and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Smitty's Heating and Cooling, locally owned since 1994, is all about your family's comfort and peace of mind. With the warm weather here, it's important to get the highest level of value, service, and installation with a Carrier air conditioning system that will provide indoor comfort all year round.
You're listening to Fox News Radio.
REU's home performance program will increase the efficiency of your home and provide energy savings with the installation of a new Carrier heating system. If your home qualifies, rebates are available up to $9,000. Plus, utility and manufacturer rebates and federal tax credits are available over $1,550.
Remember our affiliate, Ducks in a Row? They can also increase efficiency with their high-powered duct cleaning system. Act now and receive $50 off your duct cleaning.
Turn to the experts at Smitty's Heating and Cooling, your local Carrier Factory authorized dealer. Call 221-2600. Smitty's Heating and Cooling, the most trusted name in customer care.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Redding says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by R&B Sharpening in the same location since November 1985. R&B, a small home-type business down in Cottonwood, California. Judy and Bob Hughes are operating the business down there. If it's got an edge, R&B Sharpening can put an edge to it. They're down there in Cottonwood. And their phone number, 365-1479, R&B Sharpening. They are proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio. Now, back to our guest host.
Bob, do you think...
What's his name in Judy Maxwell?
Hey, Bob, do you think if I went there, they could sharpen me?
Yes, well, Don, in your case, I'm not too sure. You know, I know your TV has a control that says brightness, and I'm not too sure if it works either.
I tried. It doesn't
good
always
for you,
work.
Bob.
Called the Ron Tillman Day. Yeah. That's all right. It's almost every Sunday.
And if y'all got some good comments, just send them our way in our chat room at KCNR1460.
Y'all want to get back to our
guests. Or 605-4567.
You know, Judy Maxwell is phenomenal. You got to call her. She's Maxwell Financial. She does neat stuff, but she's just a great person. I want to say woman, but I want to be politically correct.
Thanks.
Woman is all right with you, isn't it? I am woman, right?
Yeah.
And I've heard you roar.
I'm a girly girl. Yeah.
Yes, I know you are. Anyway, back to the Justice Center.
Yeah, your listeners have heard, I've been on the show several times. Actually, Carl and Linda have been so supportive since the very onset of the Family Justice Center. But after I was on last time, which was several weeks ago, maybe a month, we got a couple of calls just directly related from people who had questions.
How do they get a hold of you?
And help. 243-8868 or on the web at ShastaFJC.org. You can find our pages on Facebook by facebook.com/ShastaFJC. Lots of different ways to reach out
the number one
to
more
all
time.
People. Yes, it's 530-243-8868. And what we've done in the last year, 2 years since we've been growing, we started off with 3 on-site partners, and now we're up to 9. Some of our on-site partners include the Shasta County District Attorney's Office, the Shasta Women's Refuge. We have Guyon Legal Services. We have Karen Corbelli Legal Services. They're both volunteer paralegals. We have all the local law enforcement will respond to the center if needed, along with the Health and Human Service Agency. We also have the Child Abuse Prevention Coordinating Council on-site. We're one of the few family justice centers across the nation that house the Intertribal Council of California. There's intertribal councils throughout the nation, but we have one of the strongest relationships right here in Shasta County, and it's been held up as a national model as to how to work together with the
tribal
communities.
How many justice centers are there around the nation that you're aware of?
There's 90 in the United States. There's another, I think, 40 or 50 throughout the world. They're opening 15 centers right now in Mexico, and there's about 140 in development throughout the world.
I keep hearing that you get somebody in, and they go back to the same situation, and they go back. Can you enlighten us a little bit about that?
Yeah, as Bob was
saying, how do you stop that?
Before the break, you know, it takes the average of 7 times of trying to get away before you actually get out. And by co-locating services, by giving a victim a one-stop shop, if you will, of services, they're able to come into our door. They're able to say, to talk to one of our either volunteer client navigators or state licensed advocates and talk about what's going on with them. And maybe they need to get into the Women's Refuge, or maybe they need to talk to Crime Victim Assistance, a tribal community. Maybe Family Dynamics, who's an on-site partner, will do counseling with them. Maybe they will get clothing and food. They can do that all in the Family Justice Center without ever leaving. So no longer are the days where a victim with 2 children has to jump onto the bus and try to get from point A to point B to point C to point D to point E to point F, all in the same
day. I couldn't remember all that.
Who
came up with this concept?
It started in 1992 by a man named Casey Gwynn, who has been up to Shasta County several times, and most recently for our Camp Hope, and been a guest on the show. But Casey was a district attorney. He was a deputy DA in 92 down in San Diego and saw the need through co-located services. He was on the domestic violence unit and got a passion for helping these victims. And in 2003, President Bush called him up and said, will you head the National Family Justice Center Initiative, where they gave $15 million to start centers throughout the United States, and 15 centers were opened.
Recently in Forbes magazine, it listed for women as far as Reading was the number,
fifth most dangerous place in America for women. We're the only state in California in the top 10.
Yes. Why is that?
Well, we
only
did a lot
state,
of...
You mean only county?
The only city in...
Oh, city. Okay.
Yeah, because it goes for Reading. But what they look at is probably county statistics.
This is really
but
scary.
It's scary, but it's also... Forbes was warned by the FBI not to use these figures for this kind of survey and study, but they went ahead and did it anyway, because what they looked at is forcible rape, which Shasta County is 66.2 per 100,000, where the state average is 23.3, I think it is.
Why, you have any idea why it's so high?
Well, this was in 2009 they took these statistics, and some of the reasons I've heard Chief Paletti talk about is the antiquated reporting system at RPD. They need to get up to date and get a little more computer savvy, and he's working on that real hard. He's talked publicly, and one of the things is some of the forcible rapes didn't get categorized right. Statutory rape isn't forcible rape, but it got categorized as that. So the numbers were a little bit inflated. And then they also looked at the violent crimes. And violent crimes include men, women, children, elderly. It doesn't matter what it is. So that's why the FBI said you probably don't want to use this. But the thing that is most alarming, when we started digging down to the figures, during the time they looked at, there was only one stranger rape. And the stranger rape was somebody who met somebody and drank some alcohol and then... it happened. But what's the most alarming to, I think, everybody involved is that women are in more danger in their homes than they are walking the streets. Because I tell you what, I feel a lot more safer with the women I know walking around in Reading than I would, say, Oakland.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
Question.
Wow. That's amazing.
When we get back, where are you going and where do you envision the growth?
As we go out, though, what I really want to focus on is, really, it doesn't matter about the numbers. It's one is too many. One person.
I agree.
Let's take our break and get back into that. This is Doc Shulman.
Right. And Judy Maxwell.
The Sunday People.
We're at KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Ready, the home of Free Fire Media.
You all hear that?
Wind River Casino is challenging all bounty hunters for the ultimate $10,000 guaranteed high-stakes bounty tournament.
The ultimate.
On Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
The Event Center.
Book your seat now. Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips, all fees included, plus $25 bounties for knocking out opponents. All entrants will be hosted to sandwiches and dessert. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California, so pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $10,000 guarantee high stakes bounty tournament on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m. in the Wind River Casino Event Center.
In the Event Center.
This $10,000 high stakes bounty tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast.
Be one of the first 200.
So reserve your seat at the River Club, 1-800-280-UWIN, or online at WindRiverCasino.com. Prize pool based on participants.
Win it all.
Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
It's better.
It's better on the river.
On the river.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Reading Electric Utilities' new home
Home Performance Program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
We're over there.
Ooh, oh, yeah, I like that.
Dancing, yeah. Yeah. We get to dance
that's,
on our
that's
show.
That's some good wiggling music. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, we get to go dance on our show, too. That's always
Let me work on that visual for a minute. Yeah.
Whatever happened to Greg?
That's the blonde, Judy. Yeah. That's the blonde. Mike, you were telling us about...
Yeah, so weirdly, we're with the Forbes article, it's alarming because we were there. You know, we've really hoped that if they look at us again, they're going to see us as one of the safest places in America because of things like the Family Justice Center, Women's Refuge, because of the way the police department's looking at violent crimes. Both Sheriff Pasenko and Chief Paletti take a really strong stance against domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and elder abuse, and they really are in the right place. This AB 109 stuff is a whole nother 3 hours, but it's a concern for all of us.
Where do you see the Justice Center going and growing, and what are your plans?
Well, a lot of people ask us, how are we funded? And we are grant-funded and donation-driven. So we are having a golf tournament on September 14th, and we're doing a raffle, which has the grand prize for the raffle for a $10 ticket. You can get a Callaway set of clubs and a one-year membership to River Tuolumne Golf Course. Wind River and Redding Rancheria is hosting the golf tournament for us. And then we have a three-night stay, four-day package at the Sun River Resort and a $500 gift certificate to the Boheme
Day Spa. The Boheme Day Spa is great. I know them. Yeah, they're in our wedding show. They do a great
job. Awesome. So for $10 ticket could win you one of those prizes, and you can log on to ShastaFJC.org to buy a ticket or learn more about the golf tournament.
Do you know I hit a 300-yard line drive, and then my wife woke me up?
Yeah, I was going to say that's baseball.
Oh, that was
yeah, that's what you did. You hit it out of the park.
I want to make a suggestion here. Tomorrow night is National Neighborhood
National Night Out. Yep.
And, you know, it is a great time for neighborhoods to get out, meet your neighbors, mm-hmm. know your neighbors. And, you know, that is the way that women can start feeling safe, is knowing that, you know, knowing the people around them.
Yeah.
And because so many times the women in these situations are very isolated.
Yes.
And if, you know, neighbors are reaching out and they just kind of, you know, can be there.
You know, maybe I'm old school and a little naive, but I think women are a gift from God.
They are a gift from God.
And I think we ought to remember that.
And our center's designed for anybody to just come in, ask questions. The only people we don't invite in are perpetrators. The bad guys aren't welcome. This is a victims-focused center. We have one of the best youth room in Shasta County for the kids to just come play and not have to listen to the stories of abuse. So we encourage anybody who's got any questions about the situation they're
and
in
you
to
do
stop
have,
by or call.
You do have counseling and people who can help children who see this horrible, horrific thing in their homes.
And we talk about bad things. You know, Reading is a great place to live. It's a great place to raise kids. My wife and I made a conscious decision to stay here because it is such a safe community. And we do talk about these statistics and numbers. But really, awareness is probably the key, education, and making sure that you know what your resources are, you know what help you can get, and that we're here to help.
You want to make sure you don't rob your children's childhood and innocence,
that's
and hopefully protect.
That's where it starts. You know, we just did our first Camp Hope, which we brought 84 kids to a camp, and with those kids we showed them that things can be good and that we have to break that cycle of abuse with the children, and the best thing a woman can do is get out.
Didn't we have fun growing up?
We did have fun.
We did. As we said, Mike's my cousin.
Yes.
We had a good time, didn't we?
Always had fun, and that's, you know, that's one of the things. Is
so we remember the good
being
time.
Being surrounded by family and friends is one of the best ways to feel healthy and strong, and I can remember at 18 years old heading up to Don's house in Placerville and sleeping there before we went skiing the next
and all that.
Day.
Yeah, we used to do that. We had that upstairs.
Yep.
I want to thank you for coming in, Mike.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
Judy, it's a pleasure to see you again.
It's always nice seeing you. You've been enlightening, and what you're doing is so vital.
Well, thank you very much, Don.
It really is. And tell us your phone number again to the people out there.
243-8868, and the website is ShastaFJC.org.
Good. Right. Well, at least, you know, if something happens and you don't know where to go and you're decisive, I think you've just found out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again, Mike, and we'll be right back.
And this time has just whipped by.
Yes,
it has.
Like
our Sunday show.
This is, you're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Ready, the home of Free Fire Media.
You said it, baby doll.
Thank you.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. You can hear the gunshots in all the police and 911 audio.
Man with a gun in the parking lot, white t-shirt.
As we learn more about the Sikh temple massacre.
There was one small girl, 6 years old girl, who got shot.
Six people were killed and all three wounded. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Oak Creek, Wisconsin.
Police have identified the shooter as 40-year-old Wade Michael Page, who was also shot and killed by police amid the gunfire. No details yet to suggest a motive. We're awaiting a police briefing. Meantime, three remain hospitalized in critical condition, including a police officer who was shot at least eight times, we're told.
Some of those rounds struck him in extremities, also in the neck area and the cheek. And luckily, nothing vital was struck.
Very lucky, Oak Creek Police Chief John Edwards. Meantime, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker ordering flags lowered at half staff here today, Dave.
And Jeff, an autopsy today for the woman who may have been a mercy killing victim in Ohio.
They seem to be just a normal couple.
He's a neighbor who just recently saw a couple married for 45 years.
Out in the yard, doing yard work.
But Saturday, Barbara Wise was in intensive care, and police say her husband John shot her in her hospital bed. He may be in court tomorrow. 3 months before we vote, we find out again that Mitt Romney's raising a lot more money than President Obama. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Yeah, $101 million last month, Republicans, the Obama reelection campaign, and the Democratic Party raised a combined total of more than $75 million. Now, Republicans say about 26% of their money came from donations of $250 or less. Democrats say 98% of July's donations to their cause, $250 or less. Now, later today, the president will be fundraising in Connecticut. Mitt Romney is taking the day off, Dave.
Now, Rich, on Wall Street, more people are making more money. The Dow is up 78 more points, adding to Friday's big rally. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
How do we get a diagnosis?
What are the stages of the disease?
When someone in your life has Alzheimer's, not a day goes by that you don't have questions.
Do we need full-time care?
Are there any new treatments?
So many questions. Where do you start?
How will I pay for this?
Where can I get help?
Alzheimer's.gov, a reliable resource for information about Alzheimer's and related dementias.
What happens next?
Where can I find answers?
Alzheimer's.gov, the answers start here.
Jay with SafeLite Auto Glass.
We know you depend on your vehicle, so when you have auto glass damage, you need it fixed fast. SafeLite has more glass in stock than anyone, so when you schedule a replacement with SafeLite, we'll get you back on your way faster. Plus, our work is backed by the only national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered anywhere.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLite, or call 1-800-800-2727, or go to SafeLite.com.
SafeLite repair, SafeLite replace.
As Mitt Romney takes the day off, seen out shopping for groceries this morning in New Hampshire, we're finding out more about the upcoming Republican convention.
It's safe to say the first seven headliners revealed by the Republican National Convention are unlikely to serve as Romney's running mate. The list includes former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez. The three women were all considered to be in the running. So far, there's no official role for other prominent Republicans, like former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, Ohio Senator Senator Rob Portman or Florida Senator Marco Rubio. Whoever is tapped as running mate will have a primetime slot at this month's convention. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Amid all the fighting in Syria, more defections from the regime.
Prime Minister Riyad Hijab fled into Jordan en route to Qatar, as did six other top officials and their families, among them three ministers and military chiefs. Hijab is the highest-ranking member of Assad's elite to abandon him as the regime is increasingly under threat from within. A planted bomb ripped through the state TV building Monday, apparently injuring three. The channel stayed on air, but last week it warned its viewers to ignore any future broadcasts that announce a coup or the regime's collapse, possibly a sign the regime knew its main mouthpiece would be targeted. Dominic Di Natale, Fox News Radio.
Ernesto keeps churning through the Caribbean.
We still think there's going to be an opportunity for the system to still reach hurricane strength before it affects the coastline of Belize and the Yucatan Peninsula, and that's likely to occur during the day on Tuesday.
John Cangelosi, the National Hurricane Center. Ernesto is next expected to cross just north of the Honduras coast, dumping heavy rain there. Two technical school students in Pennsylvania facing charges after a robbery early this morning. They apparently recorded, claiming to the victims they were taping a segment for a reality TV show called You Just Got Robbed. The two got away with $20. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back once again to Free Fire Radio, and we'll hand it over here to our guest host, Don Shulman and Judy Maxwell, while I get on the phone.
Good.
We're back.
We got one of my favorite magazines.
My favorite stores.
Enjoy. Yum, yum. Before we do that, I want to know the biggest employer. Are we going to handle something else first?
No, go ahead, and then we've got
biggest
two phone calls.
Biggest employer just moved out. General Electric is planning to move its 115-year-old X-ray division from Wisconsin to to China. In addition to moving the headquarters, the company will invest $2 billion in China and train more than 65 engineers.
General Electric.
Yes.
All-American General Electric.
What's really interesting about that is that the czar, President Obama, appointed the president of General Electric as his job czar. I guess he didn't tell him which country to be a job czar in.
This just gets better and better. How to gut a country.
Well, I shouldn't say this, but, think before you buy a GE product.
Yeah, well, no.
I guess we might write him and say, you're doing the wrong country. Did you get mixed up? It's like running a touchdown the wrong way.
Totally is.
And the other thing before we get rolling is, Coach Bob's daughter. Tell us about that, Bob.
Oh, yes. Big shout out to Coach Bob, and I'll need to see if I can back scroll here a little bit. Apparently, Coach Bob's stepdaughter, Jordan Jill Anderson, her name is on a microchip aboard the Curiosity rover that landed successfully on Mars last night. Now, GE can do whatever, but of course this spacecraft, this amazing piece of technology, American built, American launched, and I don't see the Chinese doing that anytime soon. So big shout out to Coach Bob's stepdaughter, and her name is on another planet. I need to jump in here real quick because we've got a couple of folks hanging on the phone.
I want to say congratulations, Coach Bob, and whippy doodle.
Absolutely. And let's take a quick look at what's happening out there in the financial world as we get into a new week here. Josh Wiley is going to be our guide to the Market Minute with our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Josh, what do we got going on?
Well, good morning. We have green screens across the board. Currently, the Dow's up 78 at 13,174, while the Nasdaq's up 23 at 2,991, and the S&P 500 is up 7 at 1,398. Oil's up 48 cents at $91.88 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.63%. Gold's up $6.20 this morning at $1,615, while silver's up 2 cents at $27.82 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Microsoft's up 22 cents at $29.97. Qualcomm's down 6 cents at $60.20, while Kimberly-Clark is down $1.52 at $83.83. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very, very much, Josh. We have the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. And as is the case every Monday morning, we have Elizabeth from the Tea Party calling in. Elizabeth, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you folks today?
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning.
The Tea Party is so important and so vital. In fact, I enjoy We the People every Sunday with the issues you bring up.
Well, thank you very much, and your show is great as well.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
This is like dating. You get to lie. I love it.
Well, listen, I just wanted to let the folks know what's coming up tonight at the Tea Party meeting. We meet at 2570 South Bonneview Road at the Destiny Fellowship Church. We always meet at 6 o'clock, and tonight we are going to have George Runner from the Board of Equalization coming to talk about the rural fire fee that is being imposed on folks that live in the state responsibility areas in the state of California. And just to touch on that fee a little bit, the State Board of Forestry voted in to impose a $150 fee on folks that live in rural areas in California, and this is to provide additional fire coverage. Now, first of all, the $150 fee is applied to any structure on a person's property that the Board of Forestry determines to be inhabitable. Secondly, at the public meeting that was held at the Board of Supervisors earlier this summer, which I did attend, the State Board of Forestry officials were there, and they did admit that the approximately $85 million that will be generated annually from this fire fee, at least for the first 5 years, will not go toward fire prevention programs, but will instead go directly toward administrative costs.
A real quick question. What if you have three habitable structures on your property?
150 times three.
Wow.
That's what I thought. Oh, my gosh, Rooney, will that be a burn?
Hold on to your wallet.
That's a big burn, isn't it?
Is that even if you've had the fire clearance, the 30 feet?
Yeah, and also even if you're under a fire district and you're already paying for fire services through your property taxes. Primarily, this fee will go, again, toward administrative costs and will help fund some of the, for instance, CAL FIRE, you know, CDF, that type of thing, because they're no longer in the general budget.
Wow.
Now,
pass the buck.
Yeah, and there are some people that think that this has to be voted in by the voters, but by calling it a fee, they're able to automatically pass it on.
What a sneaky way to put a new tax on us.
Right. So I encourage people to come out, because the thing is, at the end of the day, our state is, you know, in free fall, and they're going to probably come up with a lot of creative ways to fill the void.
Yeah.
To get us back in the black. So this is just one, and this is just one portion of the population. They're not done.
Wow.
So I encourage people to come out and join us tonight. And State Board of Equalization affects a lot of people if you have a business.
I think we all
pay taxes. So I encourage folks to come out and meet George Runner.
I think we need to be at the meeting, and we need to take a break, don't we?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Have a great
week. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is Don Shulman.
And Judy Maxwell.
Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, "The people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car." Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Redding, you can find them on Lake Boulevard across from Rayleigh's and on Locust Street off of Park Marina Drive. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Wow, Sugar Bear. I guess people really are excited for Clobster Fest at Black Bear Diner.
Can't say I blame them, can you?
Nope, not when they can have delicious one-of-a-kind dishes like creamy macaroni and cheese topped with garlic butter sautéed lobster sensations. Or how about our lobster eggs benedict with fresh asparagus? We're going to serve that all day long.
Well, don't forget our lobster chop salad with bacon ranch dressing and the very best thing that's ever been placed on a tortilla, spicy lobster tacos.
Righto. And starting at just $9.99, I guess we're going to have a big crowd on our hands, Sugar. Well, better open the door. Give me the key.
I don't have the key. I thought you had it.
What? I don't have the key. You always are the one that...
Lobster Fest, a unique seafood experience for a limited time only at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Deanna Wallner. My husband Andy and his brother Patrick cherish the memory of their founder, Al Barefoot Wallner, for his commitment to build a company based on integrity, superior service, and 100% customer satisfaction. The Wallner family employ professionals highly trained to assist you in saving both water and energy. They can provide water audits to save money while conserving our precious natural resources. Wallner's team can provide you with water-saving dual-flush toilets, low-flow shower heads, and a selection of the most energy-efficient heating, air conditioning, and solar water heating systems on the market today. You can depend on Wallner. They have a proven reputation as the North State's total comfort specialist for real service, real experience, real value, real savings, and real guarantees. No job is too large. Wallner Plumbing, Heating, and Air, over 44 years serving Shasta and Tehama counties.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
And at 8:16 on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Weather is going to be plentiful sunshine, high 101 degrees, low of 69 tonight, hotter tomorrow, and a high of 104 right now in Reading. We've got 70 degrees. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. On the way out to Shingletown, take the Inwood Drive exit. And Anselmo Vineyards, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio.
We're back.
We're back.
It's going to get hot again. But, you know, it was so hot last week that the corn behind my house popped. The cows filled it with snow and froze to death. We're out there with hair dryers thawing them out. But we have Enjoy
and
Magazine.
And you had popcorn going everywhere.
Oh, yeah, let's not talk about it. We're still eating the popcorn. But so are the cows. But here we are with Enjoy Magazine. What a great... Who got the idea, the concept for Enjoy?
Well, that was actually James. There was a magazine in his mom's hometown that she shared with him because she was in it. So you should tell the story.
Yeah, go, James.
Your story, James.
My mom sent me a copy of a local magazine from the town that she lives in, which is Visalia, which is in the San Joaquin Valley.
Yes, right.
Very much an ag town, and she was... featured in the magazine, not because she had done anything, but she was just, there was a picture taken of her with, I think, Lindsey Buckingham from Fleetwood Mac. And she was so excited about it, she sent me the picture. And when I got the magazine, I was like, not really interested in the picture of her. I was like, wow, this is a great little magazine. And at that point, we had our own marketing and advertising agency. And, we had been looking for something to do that was going to be creative, a creative outlet for ourselves as a company, because when you work for an agency, you're really working for other people. And that's great, and we love that, but you're under always, like, strict guidelines.
Absolutely.
So there's not a lot of... I mean, there's creative freedom in helping them design and develop, but there's always usually...
But it isn't
guidelines.
Your baby. It isn't your creation.
Yeah. So I was like, wow, you know, and this would be a great, great creative outlet for us. But more importantly, part of that philosophy that we had as a company is we wanted to have something that would be a positive and uplifting aspect to our community.
Aren't you stunned at its success? Or you knew it. You felt it.
No. I am. But also, when you work within the realm and you see the product and you are working on it, you know, there's a side of you that thinks, my gosh, there's so much incredible love and there's so many people involved, because this really is community. I mean, all of our writers and photographers and all the contributors throughout all Northern California, you really had hoped that it would do as well as it did.
How do you both get through this? I do a yearly publication, and it sells out, and I'm just thrilled at how it goes. But how do you get through a monthly thing every month? Doesn't it become where you say, oh, my, how do we do this?
Not anymore, but after the first issue went out, we realized we had about 15 days to get the next one out. That's when we said, oh, my.
Let's sit down and relax. No, we can't. We got the next issue.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it, yeah.
You can't even think about sleeping.
Yeah. Well, and to be really honest, I mean, there are challenges, but there's challenges in everything you do. But Rhonda is an amazing managing editor and has really developed a great system and manages it well, and she works, you know, well in advance. I mean, there are things every month, but
right.
You know, she diligently has got an editorial calendar that's like 13 months out.
Well, and that's what I was asking her at the break. I said, how do you know about these stories, and how do you know? Mm-hmm. And what's unique is that you have, you know, you have writers who submit them to you.
A lot of them do, yeah. Or I'll find something and I'll ask them.
And you'll say, hey, this is neat.
The community will ask.
Right.
So we can get back on track here. Let's take the other break. Are we there, Bob? Let's get back on track. Things have gone a little longer, and we'll be right back. It won't be long. You're listening to Don Shulman.
And Judy Maxwell.
And enjoy. You can enjoy. Enjoy right
here
today.
Enjoy us as we come right back. This is Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media, 1460 KCNR.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day, and services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Imagine targeting those problem body areas, one by one by one. A focused attack on fat and cellulite, with no pain, surgery, or downtime. The weapon in this war on fat, cold laser light. Pure and simple. Your ally in this war, Redding Body Genesis. Medically directed, FDA approved. Redding Body Genesis 356-2590. Man, made better.
Dandelion is not just a great selection of fun and classic clothing, it's that and more. Jewelry, handbags, hats, scarves, sunglasses, whatever you may need. The ladies at Dandelion will help you find the right outfit with the perfect accessories to complete your look. Dandelion, friendly one-on-one service. Always look your best. Shop the latest styles with the finest name brands. And when you're in Dandelion, check out their home decor, new perfumes, and body fragrances. Dandelion, conveniently located at 1332 Market Street in the Sherman Square building.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco & Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian Rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month, Cookies and Cream, a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco & Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco & Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco & Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
Free Fire Radio, it's a target-rich environment.
This portion of Free Fire Radio, as we hit the 72-degree mark here at KCNR 1460, we're going to see a high of over 100 today. Why am I mentioning that? Because our good friends at Alliance Heating and Air going to help you get through this heat. Old-fashioned values because quality doesn't have to cost more. Alliance Heating and Air Services and Repairs, all makes and models, have been doing that since 1992. They'll come out there 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Get your air conditioner in good shape from Alliance. That just makes a lot of sense. They've got a website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, 221-2642, Alliance Heating and Air.
I'm going to ask you a challenging question.
Okay.
You do that. How are you going to make this magazine better? You've hit almost perfection. What do you do now? How do you, and I know personally you'd want to achieve more, and what are you going to do?
We have goals, and, you know, one of the goals is that we want to have it perfect bound, you know, instead of the saddle stitched, and that's, you know, that's in our sights.
And we can do that, but it is a lot more costly, and it also is one of those things that we've been a little shy to pull the trigger on, only because once you do it, you better be committed.
You can't go back.
You can't go back.
You can't go back.
You can't go from that to this to this and then go, oh, you know, we have to go back. I mean, that would be a real disappointment.
And if it's perfect bound, it'll have a little bit of a harder cover.
Mm-hmm.
And so it'll be, you know.
Are you going to do a yearly edition, Reading in Review for the year?
You know what? We started doing inserts this year. We have inserts planned for, we'll have one in September, November, and then January, and then next year they'll be quarterly. But they're just little small inserts. We did 199 things to do in downtown Reading.
It's called Enjoy More.
Enjoy More?
Yeah. Enjoy More. Okay.
We're just kind of getting a feel for it because it's just kind of an extension.
Are you ever going to do a wedding issue? Because, you know, we are becoming a wedding destination area with all the venues we have and the professionals.
We have in the past actually done some wedding stuff, but
we did have a special section when we first started the magazine that was just about weddings. But
Want there to be one?
Oh, you know, the more informed we can give the brides and the grooms and their families, the better it is. And mine is not a magazine, it's a guide.
Sure.
Well,
the
great thing is that they're very open to ideas and suggestions.
Mm-hmm.
So if people have ideas, that's what we should.
Cool. Take a look at the bridal guide, and we should do something together.
Maybe, yeah.
Because it's fun. It's what's really interesting, they just had the wedding show in Sacramento at the Hyatt,
mm-hmm.
and our January show was bigger than the Sacramento show.
Wow.
This January we have 160 vendors. We're expecting up to 2,000 people at Simpson College, and we've just grown and grown. We've outgrown everywhere we've gone.
Yep.
And we do, like your publication, we're a vendor show. All these shows are charging $800 and $1,200 for a booth. Ours are like $295.
That's a bargain.
Because we're all in it together.
Yeah.
Like Enjoy Magazine is a community magazine.
Absolutely.
It cares about the community, talks about local stuff, and that's what it's all about. That's why I like this radio station.
And you know, you guys have got great local selection of gifts in there, too.
I mean,
the pie birds, I was the pie bird queen at Christmas buying all of them.
When I came in this morning and you were like, I shopped in the store, I recognized you and I knew you. But then when we were off air, you said you had brought the pie birds. When you said pie bird, I just really remembered you.
And then the little purse nurses.
Well, you know. What's amazing is I started the Don Shulman Show 2 years ago, and now it's the Judy Maxwell Show with Don Shulman. I love it.
Well,
Judy's just great.
You got a great face, but
I have a great face for radio.
You can't beat that southern charm.
I've tried, but as I often say, I have the perfect face for radio.
Yeah.
We have
somebody in a chat room asked about if we take story ideas, which definitely we do. I think Bob answered them on the, in the chat room, but we definitely take story ideas, and that's how most of the stories get in the magazine. We have email that you can send story ideas to info@enjoymagazine.net.
And you don't need to write a story.
No, we don't want a story because we have writers that write the stories. So
we
if you have an idea.
So you can just an idea, uh-huh. You can just get a, yep. a basic outline of what you want to say, and you'll make it good.
Yeah.
Well, do you get a byline?
No, we actually have a writer. We assign a writer to do the story.
Oh, okay. I'm not doing that. I don't get a byline.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many incredibly interesting people that are up here in Reading. It's amazing.
Right.
It truly is amazing.
And I have about 100 ideas in my email right now that have been sent.
And you were asking about the magazine, how to get better, and there's always, always room for improvement. We have a lot of things.
I'm going to admit something to you. When I started this magazine, I got a copy of Enjoy. I've been envious for 2 years. Envious. And I've said to people, I've got to emulate this, not copy it, but emulate it. And this year, I've gotten close to that goal, and I want to thank you guys. Really. It's just try and put something together, and you get an idea of what goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
I go into it, and I can tell by meeting both of you, you go into it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the time flies.
We're pretty attached.
Oh, you are. I know you have one on each arm, and you're going to beat somebody off to try and take it.
Yeah.
But the time flies by. Yeah. My gosh, Aruni.
This is October will be our 6th anniversary. So that's pretty exciting. We've been around for a while.
And they say if something lasts for 3 years, you've got it made.
Yep.
And so you've had the magazine for 6 years and in the store for 2?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
And the December issue will be our 75th issue.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're getting close to my age.
So that's pretty amazing. We're pretty proud of that. Yeah.
That's
it's
wonderful.
Time to take another break.
All right.
You're listening to
time goes by fast.
We have 2 minutes?
No, you have about now 25 seconds.
25 seconds. Right. You know, filling in for Carl Lindabot isn't easy, is it?
It is not. This
it's
is
fun, though.
1460 AM, Shasta Reading, the home of Free Fire Media. We'll be right back.
News Radio, I'm Kirsten McNary. The man suspected of killing 6 people and critically injuring 3 others, including a police officer, at a Wisconsin Sikh temple said to be a 40-year-old Army vet and white supremacist.
We will recover from this, but I want to assure everyone that we are doing everything we can, cooperating with federal agencies, local and state agencies, to get the answers we need to resolve the situation and to begin the healing process.
Oak Creek Mayor Steve Scafidi, a suspected mercy killer, will likely face murder charges.
John Weiss is accused of showing up at his wife's bedside at the Akron Medical Center ICU, pulling out a gun and shooting her. 65-year-old Barbara Weiss had been in critical condition Saturday night, then declared brain dead a day later. The couple had been married 45 years.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, it's not known why Barbara Weiss was originally admitted to the hospital. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. It's where I get my hair cut. It's where Carl gets his hair cut. It's where Chief Paletti gets his hair cut. And it's where Don gets all dozen or so of his hairs cut. Cypress Square Barbershop, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio.
Way to go, Bob.
You know, you can join Judy and I on Sundays, not at the barbershop, but on Sundays from 10 to 12. We're on every Sunday, and next Sunday is going to be...
There's more insanity to enjoy. Yes.
And you can join the ladies, because I'll be on a little mission of my own next Sunday, and then the Sunday after that, we're going to roast the Chief Bassetti, aren't we? But, no, not Bassetti, Tom Basenko. I got my hair cut and my mind. I just,
Tom would be the sheriff.
Tom would be the sheriff.
Yeah, that's right. So it's now you know why only they let me do a show every 10 years. But we're back to enjoy. We were talking about different things, and you ever get to the point where you say, "Oh my gosh, what are we going to do next? What article are we going to do?" Like you said, you have 100 of them. There's always something in there.
There's always something. No, we never run out of story ideas. Yep. And, you know, people can send their suggestions. And if they like to write, you know, we also take on new writers. That's another thing that I should mention. We're happy to have new writers write for us. We just want to see kind of a sample of their writing style to see if it's a good fit before they actually write a story.
I'm going
to
submit one
kind of an outline of their article that they're interested
in. Right. Yeah, it doesn't even have to be an outline, just a suggestion. This is what I want to do, and then send a sample of what something that they may have written. You know,
I'm going to do that. I'll be submitting something in. It'll be along the wedding stuff.
Okay.
Just a little kind of generic kind of thing, because I like generic.
Uh-huh. Yep. So no, we don't run out of story ideas. We have, like I said, lots in the queue, and we get new ones every day. And you know, some of them are time sensitive, so we want to try and get them in.
How far is your magazine distributed?
We're distributed in the top 13 counties, 13 counties.
How many copies do you print?
We do 20,000 a month.
20,000 a month.
And roughly around 10,000 are mailed. For free into homes and businesses within those counties, and the other 10,000 are placed on specific rack locations and/or you know, offices, doctor's offices, restaurants. I mean,
and we offer subscriptions, so the magazine actually goes all over the United States.
I know, even outside, we do have some subscriptions that actually leave the country.
Isn't that amazing? When it's interesting on the bridal gate, I'll get a call from another state or something that somebody took it and. I'll tell you a wild story. I get a call one day, and it's from a general manager of a big hotel in Hawaii, and he said, "I've had several brides walk in with your magazine." I said, "How many several?" He said, "Four." I said, "Wow. You want an ad?" He says, "Oh, no." He says, "But I was having brunch, and there were two or three couples talking about the January show. Can we give you a week honeymoon stay
for your next show?
And I says, no, I don't think so. And he said, why not? I said, because what if one of our brides wins it and doesn't have the money for the airfare? Oh, no big deal. He said, we have a sister airlines. We want, the way you advertise, billboards and what have you, we want to give you that prize, except there's some blackout dates and we're not responsible for airline baggage and airline fees. So we're going to have a great grand prize.
That's right. That's really great.
Yeah. And then we're going to... bring it back to enjoy.
That might encourage some folks to get married.
Well, we're going to do something.
Hey, it might encourage somebody to pop the question.
Yeah. We're going to do something different. We notice the next brides are bridesmaids. So we're going to offer a prize of 3 days, 2 nights stay in Reno to the bridesmaids.
Oh, fun.
Kind of thing. I'd love to give out some copies of Enjoy at our show.
We would love to give them to you. Sure.
Oh, we'd love to give it out. Such a substantial, oh, Meg, don't you think, Judy?
Oh, absolutely. But also, I have a question. So if a business or somebody wants to subscribe or be on your list, what do they need to do?
They just need to contact our main number and talk to Rhonda.
Okay.
Email or call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And to be really honest, I mean, there I think is some opportunity, but limited now at this point. We just redid our mailing list to make sure that because the magazine has become so popular that we pretty much almost distribute and run out of magazines within the first 6 days of the month. So if you're not quick and you don't get one mailed to you, you're going to be out of luck. So we redid our mailing list recently to help make sure that everybody that wants the copy of Enjoy magazine, you know, that it's being mailed to is getting it. So we just updated that. We have opportunities to get product into your business. But it is limited just because of the fact that we now are completely, and we have been for actually several years, we run out of every issue.
Isn't that great?
Wow, that's a great problem.
We usually we'll put a case or two away so that we have, because I hate running out in our office. But we'll put a couple cases away, and then when it gets close to the end, I'll take out three or four and put it on the rack at a time. But
else fails, if you're looking for an issue, you need to come down to the office, just because we try to keep a little bit there for emergency purposes.
You're not going to believe I'm going to say this. Everybody I've talked to, I've never heard one negative comment on Enjoy Magazine.
That's nice.
Not one.
We don't hear very many either.
And the ones that we do, I actually have to say that I'm kind of blown away. Not because I'm trying to be arrogant, but, you know, bottom line, you know, the same thing when we do movies in the park, you'll have somebody complain and I'll be like, and how much did you pay for your movie ticket?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, how much did you pay this? You know, it's like you can complain about something for free, then you know what? I'm sorry.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, James. I totally agree with you. What part of free do you not understand?
Because I know how hard we work, and we really put our heart and soul into this. And you know what? Yes, tell us if you see something that you think can be improved or whatever, but when it's something that's just kind of like...
Well, when you're in business, you get these terrible phone calls that people want you to take credit card machines.
Uh-huh.
And I said to the guy, what are your rate? We can beat it. I said, well, my cousin owns the company, and I get it for free. He says, we can beat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice day. It's time for another break. You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM.
Shasta Redding, home of Free Fire Media.
We'll be right back.
Embedded 2012 Toyota Camry. It's ready. Are you ready to win in Wind River Casino's Catch a Camry Swipe to Win promotion? Start with our $10,000 first chance drawing Thursday, August 30th. Swipe to win, play to win, stay to win. The $10,000 first chance drawing is Thursday, August 30th. Win your share of $10,000 cash, 20 winners, or free gas. All entries go into the final drawing for a brand new Toyota Camry from Lithia Toyota of Reading. For details, log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea, and where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All you can eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
People are always telling us about how well they were treated at Crown Motors. Rebecca Rogers of Reading says, the people at Crown were amazing. No pressure, lots of choices. I wouldn't go anywhere else to buy a car. Thanks, Rebecca. I'm going to keep reading these stories from time to time because I love to share the great experiences people have at Crown Motors. So you keep writing and I'll keep reading. So come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
At Timberline Heating and Air, we know how hard-earned your money is, and we believe the reputation of the companies you do business with is important. At Timberline, we install the Carrier heating and cooling line of home comfort equipment. When you choose a Carrier system from Timberline Heating and Air, you're choosing the brand that invented the first modern air conditioning system way back in 1902 and has led the industry ever since. Reduce your energy costs and increase efficiency with the installation of a new Carrier heating and cooling system. Right now, if your home qualifies, you could receive up to $9,000 in rebates with Redding Electric Utilities' new home performance program. Plus, utility rebates are available up to $1,550, and Carrier provides a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. From installation to maintenance to repair, call Timberline Heating and Air, including cleaning your entire heating and cooling system with our large truck-mounted commercial duct cleaning unit. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, your local heating and cooling experts.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Crackmaster. Jeff at Crackmaster doesn't guarantee other shops don't dare offer. He can repair those small chips all the way up to a 24-inch crack. See Jeff, tell him you heard all about this on Free Fire Radio. He's at 3280 Market Street in Reading, or give him a call, 241-8373. That's Crackmaster.
Good, you know, tell us about some of the stories you got in there. They're so neat and interesting.
Our August issue is, you know what, I always say this, but I really, really like it.
It's like a relationship, you know, and we fall in love each month.
Yeah.
So is a really great issue.
I do like this issue.
Well, tell us what you like about this particular issue.
We have a great story about the Shingletown Totem Pole that they had to take down because the woodpeckers were ruining it.
They liked that wood.
They really did, and it was put up in 1999. John Welch was the person that did it, and, 13 years later, he had to take it down and re...
Did he redo it?
Yeah.
They redid it.
If a woodpecker could peck wood at the pole in Shingletown.
It's 25,000-pound totem pole.
Yes.
So,
oh, wow.
What ended up happening was the woodpeckers beat it up, and then, of course, their excrement, I guess, attracts beetles.
Yes.
And termites and carpenter ants.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, we did... where I grew up, in which was Port Neches Groves, Texas, it was east of Houston near Galveston, and our high school mascot was the Indians, and we had a totem pole, and every year the rivalry football team across town would come and chop down the totem pole. right before homecoming, you know,
and steal it.
And so
make a new one each time.
We had to make a new one. Then we finally wised up, and now it's just one out of steel.
Did they treat the totem pole this time like so that they have less damage from
yes.
insects
yes, they did.
Environments?
And then
stuff?
They also, there's speakers. I went there when they reinstalled it, which was the end of June. And it was pretty interesting. The thing is huge.
And they have speakers now?
They have speakers that will make noises to try and keep some of the birds away.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever been through the redwoods? Mm-hmm. And you're driving along, and this is a kid, and all of a sudden this big, giant ox in this...
Yeah.
And the guy says, "Hi, yeah. come!" Oh, stop! Hey, stop! Stop! What is that? That was. Oh well.
That's Paul Bunyan and Babe the Blue Ox.
Yeah, and Paul Bunyan would talk to you.
The Trees of Mystery.
Trees of Mystery.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. They have this big speaker, and you can just, it just booms out at you, and you're yelling, stop, stop, shut up, kid. We're going.
So we encourage everybody to go up to Shingletown and check out the renovated totem pole if you
haven't. Yeah, it kind of watches over the town. It's really...
And the interesting thing about the totem pole is it's designed because, I guess, the Native Americans didn't have a written language, and so they told their language through
stories
through
drawing.
Yeah. So, you know.
And John Walsh is just an amazing guy, and he actually did some of the brass sculptures that are at Caldwell Park. He did the mayor that's sitting on the bench. That's one of his sculptures. And
he did that?
Yeah, and he is also
super cool.
We have so much culture here that it's surprising.
And then he is doing a World War II reenactment memorial that he's creating for the Veterans Cemetery in Igo.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then he says when he's done with that, hopefully he'll go on vacation or go fishing, he says.
I don't believe him. You know, you get creative and you keep going.
No. This totem pole did him, I mean, he was exhausted, you know.
I bet so.
What a super nice guy.
But a labor of love.
Oh,
yeah.
That absolutely.
Is a labor
really nice
of love.
And then we have another story that's, unfortunately, if you didn't go, it passed, but it was this weekend. But I want to still tell about it because I think it's a significant... And, you know, it's the second time it's been done, so it's second annual, and it may end up being a permanent venue, and that's in Weed, and it's, the article is on page 23, and it's called Sing a Song of Sixpence. It's called the 4 and 20 Blackbird Festival, and again, in Weed. And it was started there, by a woman named Sylvia Macy, and she owns a,
Radio Star Studios.
Yeah, Radio Star Studios, which is a recording studio. And she decided to put just this kind of little festival together and invited bands. And it was so successful last year that they decided to go ahead and do it again. And this year it just absolutely blew up. So it was this August 4th and 5th. And they had over 120 acts from all over the world, different types of music. So it's turned into quite a significant music festival.
Next time I go there and see if I can play my kazoo. I'm a world-class kazoo player.
You never know.
I love my kazoo. People joke, and I have a whole kazoo concert.
They may have a far, far corner for you.
Yeah.
And now, on the kazoo, it's time for another break. You're listening to...
Judy Maxwell.
Don Shulman substituting for the real Carl Bott.
And Linda Bott. We're going to be right back at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Legally Blonde, the musical, will take over the Shasta College Theater stage from August 9th to the 25th. 11 performances, including 2 Sunday matinees of this hard-driving, dance-happy musical, will delight Reading Theater buffs. Elle Woods ventures to Harvard School of Law to win back her boyfriend, only to discover that being true to yourself never goes out of style. Tickets are available at the door or can be purchased in advance at shastacollege.edu/theater.
Hi there, I'm Kurt Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kurt Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Well, I won't back down.
This is portion of Free Fire Radio, brought to you by Redding Harley-Davidson, established 1977. They've got a full range of accessories, service items, clothing, and collectibles, and a full-service facility. They'll keep your hog running wild. That's right. They're Redding Harley-Davidson, 1268 Twin View Boulevard, Redding, 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
You think I could be a Harley guy? Can you imagine me on a big hog?
Yes, I can, as a matter of fact.
He can.
I can imagine you going hog wild.
Oh, I like that. I was just talking on the break to Enjoy Magazine. You know what I'd love to do with you guys? I'd love to have a yearly Enjoy show where you feature arts and crafts and feature the local people in a show. I think it'd be a great idea. Mm-hmm. See, now I did it publicly, and you're stuck.
I've got enough on my plate right now. It's just about running over. Oh, my God.
Well, I'd love to do it with you, and I'm going to call you. I can take no. I hear it all the time. Right?
Well, you do in this business.
Yeah.
It's a lot of no.
Unless you know.
Yeah.
What else you got going that's good in this magazine this month that people need to hear about?
Another one of my favorite stories is the What a Journey story that was written by Carrie Regan, and it's about a guy named Joe Corey and his friend, and they're both from Redding, and they did the Pacific Crest Trail, 2,654 miles from Mexico to Canada.
And his friend's name is Jacob.
Jacob wow. Corella, yeah.
Corella, yeah.
And what a journey.
Now, were they walking, biking?
Yeah. Yes.
Hiking.
Hiking.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting?
2,654 miles.
Oh.
I forgot his last name, but Monty, the one who does the article on the web about the ex-police officer.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thank you. He did this motorcycle journey, and I'm reading his blogs about how it rained here and it's there. And it, boy, that'd be nice to feature that when he gets back.
Now, did they talk about how many pair of shoes did it take?
I think it did. It does. I think he went through, I think he said 10. He had to change. He had to buy change his socks, or he went through a pair of socks every 3 to 4 days. And he went through 6 pairs of shoes, and 1 pair he said he used for 1,000 miles.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. He said it was hot, like in Southern California. They went
sweat
through the
to
heat.
Death, yeah.
And then they were up to their waist in snow, and, you know, so.
Up to 14,000 feet.
Yeah.
And the reason for this was just to see
just
if
to
they
do
could.
It. It's just something that people do, you know, and it's funny because he said it really made him think about his life and what he really wanted. And at the time when he did this, he was living in Southern California. And
this is one of those things that tests you as a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you have this, I mean, his quote right at the front says, I thought it would be kind of a romantic idea to go hike a couple thousand miles. You know, in your mind, it does sound great. And it's like, wow, I could do that's an accomplishment. And then when you're doing it, it's like the military. You know, you start out and then you start to fall apart, probably physically and mentally breaks you. It breaks you down. And then it's that whole process of fighting and going on and on and on. And then builds you up at the end when you come and realize what you can do as a person.
Right.
Yes,
so.
We as human beings sometimes get these challenges and ideas in our mind and we do them.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's on the other side of the mountain?
Mm-hmm.
Can I do this?
Thank God, because we probably never would have made it all the way out.
And you know what he did that?
Wouldn't have gone to Mars, would we?
And then he says he wants to conquer the Appalachian Trail, which is 2,100 miles from Georgia to Maine, and then the...
Appalachia.
the Continental Divide Trail, which is 3,100 miles from Canada to Mexico via the Rocky Mountains.
Man, he's not going to be doing nothing but walking for the rest of
his
life.
But he says he put a lot of things in perspective and, you know, what was important. And his friends and his family are very important. He moved back to Reading and, you know, so, and he's just a really super neat guy.
I know every town can boast about their local heroes and their people do things. But it seems Reading has more unique people and situations than most places I've been. I lived up in Placerville and Hangtown, and that was neat and had a lot of history. But Reading seems to have more of everything. It is so neat.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. It's my paradise, that's for sure.
I mean, people stay here for some reason.
How long y'all been here?
I've been here 16 years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. From the Bay Area.
From the Bay Area. Mm-hmm.
And my parents moved here with me when I was in first grade.
First grade.
Yeah. You remember that back then?
Uh-huh. I went to Bella Vista, Mrs. Collins.
Oh, God. I do remember. That's amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
That's amazing. When I was a school teacher, say, you here again?
So what brought you here from the Bay Area, Rhonda?
A divorce. I got divorced and knew that I wanted to raise my kids in a smaller town. And I've always loved Reading. I used to come out here to go to the lake. And I had a brother that lived in Mount Shasta at the time. They now live in Reading. But... you know, and I drive through here, and I just thought, gosh, this is so beautiful. This is where I want to raise my kids.
I ran an insurance company for several years, came up here to seminar, and I said to my wife, we're moving. She said, great. And that's, you know, talking about moving, the time has moved on.
It has moved on. It has been so much fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've enjoyed meeting you. We've enjoyed
it's
you.
Good to meet
it's
you.
Been an enjoy.
Well, we have... had fun substituting for Carl and Linda, haven't we?
We certainly have, and we want to thank y'all so much for listening and tuning
in. And, you know, tune us in on Sunday.
Absolutely.
We'd love to have you come along, wouldn't we?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we'd love to have you guys over on Sunday sometime. Yeah,
you guys have been delightful guest hosts. Thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you, Bob.
You're talking about Judy, aren't you?
Both of you.
Thank you.
Good to have you in the community as well.
I'm Don Shulman.
I'm Judy Maxwell.
And thanks for letting us visit with you.
Thank you very much. KCNR, 1460 AM, Shasta Ready, the home of Free Fire Media.
And Carl and Linda will be back tomorrow to pick up with Free Fire Radio again. Coming up, we've got the Dennis Miller program right here on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. A Wisconsin city reeling from the deadly attack on a house of worship.
Oak Creek is a diverse, welcoming city.
Mayor Steve Scafidi on the shooting rampage at a Sikh temple. Police just confirming more information about the gunman who was killed. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Oak Creek.
Police tell us the accused killer's identity is 40-year-old Wade Michael Page, and they say he was the only suspect, but they also tell us they're seeking a person of interest, a man who showed up at the temple following the shooting, but who left before police could talk to him. Three people remain in critical condition, including a police officer who was shot 8 to 9 times. He's identified as 51-year-old Lieutenant Brian Murphy. The FBI also investigating this shooting as a possible act of terrorism, but right now, Lisa, they tell us they do not have a motive.
Thanks, Jeff. One ATF official telling AP the gun used was a 9mm purchased legally. An Ohio man accused of killing his wife in intensive